The bookshop across the road looked more promising, advertising coffee and muffins. The aroma of baked goods hit her senses as soon as she stepped inside. There was no one behind the counter, but she spotted a small sign indicating a toilet. Bladder emptied, she checked her face in the mirror above the sink. Hair was all over the place, but this was quickly remedied with a few swipes of her comb. Now more presentable, she walked back into the shop and inspected the menu board. A woman emerged from what was likely the kitchen, wiping her hands on a tea towel. "Can I help you?" Mallory's mind went blank. It was her, wasn't it? Serena, the woman she'd danced with in Bermuda. "Are you okay?"
"Yeah, sorry." Mallory cleared her throat. I really needed to use the bathroom, but I would like a coffee, if possible, and one of those delicious-looking muffins."
Anything to prolong her stay, which might last a while. She hadn't seen muffins this size anywhere in England. Her first experience of eating a monster-sized one had been in a coffee shop in Victoria on Vancouver Island. That was where she'd started her travels, putting as much distance as she could from her life in Sussex.
"Any particular coffee?"
"Cappuccino would be great."
Mallory stood by the counter. The shapely backside filling out well-worn jeans certainly looked familiar. The woman turned from setting up the coffee machine. Mal hastily averted her gaze, embarrassed to be caught ogling.
"Take a seat. I'll bring it over."
"Right, thanks."
Mallory cringed inside. Could I look and sound any more pathetic? She chose a table near the window. Better to stare at the passers-by than continue looking at this woman who didn't want to acknowledge her. Would it be too crass to just ask if she remembered that dance? It was only 6 weeks ago. Maybe Mal was just one in a long line of women she'd met since then, although it didn't look like she'd meet many here. Or had Mal's brush off on the beach on the last day sounded harsher than intended? The woman was bringing her order over. Mal straightened up in her seat and tried to think of something to say other than, "Don't you remember me?"